Yes, yeah, so the question is, what's the concept of Sat Tamas Pumkomo Metis? Moreover, what is the concept, according to the Manda Omar that holds its Knasa? So Taisva says over here, you can't say it's Knasa. So how does Knas become converted to Mama? The whole thing is paradoxical. Right?
Right.
But I was thinking like this. You see, the way we learn the sugya of Knasa or Mamana, so we said it's a question, it's a delicate question on who really is Chayav and Shmira. If it's the Bailam, so then the Torah simply decreased his Chayavus. Okay, decreased his chayvus for societal reasons. Okay, and if you say it's knasa, so the Torah increased his chayvus because they wanted to split it because of a societal problem. Correct? Because if they're going to let him go scot-free, so then there's going to be a danger there. It's not practical. Right? So that's the way we learned the machlokas there. So what Taisus is saying is like this, that it's true, the question whether the shem tashlumin is knas, that's a different question. That's a question of me'ikir ha-din, am I chayev or not? Correct? Mm-hmm. So if you say that theoretically me'ikir ha-din, I'm pater, but nevertheless the Torah wanted to make this compromise. So, but the shame of the mamon is going to have a shame of what? Of knas. But it really is a compromise that the Torah is making, a societal compromise. Correct?
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, Rav Adabar Avo holds that it's given to you as it's chusei mamo. You see, in other words, even if I hold palga de niska knasa, so the shame mamon is knas because in din I'm really pater. But the Torah was machayev me as a pshara because we have to live together, so the Torah was machayev me half. But the shame in the half has to be knas. But nevertheless, it's a schus mamon for the nizik. Do you follow what I mean? In other words, even though it's not like an ordinary knas, like by onus or mafata, where it's simply a knas. Over here, the shem tashlumen has a shem knas. But actually, it's a schus mamon that I, the nizik, have attained from the Torah. Because the Torah wanted to compromise in terms of the society. So therefore, I have a schus mamon to collect half from you. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Even if you hold palga de niska knasa. So that's, now you can start the thesis. So what does thesis say? Lo pata rebuda letzada oda shiba. Misvara omer. Misvara omer came. Da'ata mishum shenasa muud. Goravi Potter Afilo Mechasi Nezik Bishmira Pluza.
Yeah, that was nice.
What kind of a kash is that? Of course, yeah, that's right. It should be. Right?
Mm-hmm.
But the answer is that since it's a halacha and what? If the rule is said and done, it's halacha and schusay mamon.
Right.
So it's true that the shame of the mamon is knas because may ikar din theoretically a potter. So it has to have a shame knas. But it's given to the nizik as a schus mamon because of the societal situation. So therefore, Tosfos says very well that it doesn't make any sense to say if, because of the societal situation, the Torah made him pay chatzi nezek, that if he gives a shmirah pusa, that he should be potter. Because the nizik already has that schus that he requires, in the tam, that he requires a shmir ma'ula. So that's a schus mama that he has. In other words, if Adda Ba'ava holds that after all is said and done, everything's converted to schus mama. So since it's schus mama, so the Torah wrote it as legally as Chosei Mama. So therefore, your tam, I have a Chosei Mama on your tam to collect half. Forget about whether it's Knas or not. It's a Chosei Mama that I have. And I have a Chosei Mama on a Shmir Ma'ula. So it doesn't make any sense that Chosei Mama should be reduced if my ox gets wilder.
Right.
If the ox becomes more aggressive, that's why you should lose your schus shmira and your schus emomo that you have as a tam.
Right.
But nevertheless, Tosfos says, even if I hold palga deniska knasa, over here you can't say it's knasa because it's a schus emomo.
Pre-established.
That's correct. It's a schus mamon that's already been
established.
Here you can't say. In other words, over here, because the shore became a mu'ud, you can't say that schus mamon on half has a shame kenas.
Right.
It's just going to be a schus mamon on half. All right, I think it off a second. In other words, Tosfos is saying, that it's true that the Chi of Chatzin has a long history, and what it is, what is Machlokas. But bottom line is, the Torah made a pshar. That's the bottom line. Whether the pshar comes out to give it a chef to show mamon, and I only have to pay half, or whether the pshar is that I have to pay half when I really should have been potter. But the pshara was made in order for the practicality of the society to exist. Okay, so what does that mean? So that means bottom line is that I have a right to walk down the street and not be worried about an ox goring me. So I have a right that your ox should have a shmir mul. Okay? Now, insofar as he became a mu'ud, it doesn't warrant a shmir mula. But it doesn't make sense that my schuse mamon that I had in your ox, that I could demand the shmir mula when he was a tam, now because he got wilder, so you're going to tell me that I lost that schus.
It does make sense if you understand that you're
because so we said that why does a tam require shmir mula? Because the tam will be stopped by the extra shmira.
Right.
Okay, so I have a right to every possibility of stopping the ox. That's my source. Now, if we were just going to establish a shmirah for a mu'ud, so then we'd say shmirah pusa. Okay? Because since you have a right to have the mu'ud, so we'd say shmirah pusa. And every incidental, you're not obligated to be chayef for, because that's too much. Okay? That's too much. But if I have a schus and the behemah ready for every incidental, now you can't say that I'm going to go down, and you don't have that right anymore. Even though by mu'ud, if we were establishing it first at mu'ud, we'd say the few cases that it happens, we're not going to say that that's the Shmir from Moses. So Shmir Plus is enough. But by Tom, we don't say that. By Tom, we say every single case you have to pay. Every eventuality. So now I have a schus in that animal for every eventuality. Now when it becomes wilder, I don't lose that schus. Insofar as my schus moment is a Tom.